Hey there, welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical, and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our next episode of the Cosmic Confessions podcast. What a production day it has been in our little studio here in Alex's apartment, let me tell you. So, Avery, kick us off, my friend. What is our confession of the day?
So the confession today is that we're all really good at healing other people, but sometimes we're not so good at healing ourselves. And why is that?
Why
is that, Alex? Tell us.
Oh, boy. So it's funny because as soon as we were realizing our confession for today, I was like, well, wait a second. I'm on like the deepest self-healing journey of my life right now. I've been like deep diving into my patterns, my emotions, my behaviors like never before. Been in hermit mode a lot. Then I kind of came out of it and then I like quickly go back into it. So I've been like kind of weaving in and out of hermit mode. But it's so interesting that this is our topic for today because literally, 5 minutes before production, I was in like excruciating pain on the couch and like, Avery, please, Reiki, energy, I need healing. I'm like, I'm dying. I don't know what's happening. But then like backtrack to my morning and I've been back to back since first thing. I woke up, did my meditation, jumped straight into work, been back to back with sessions nonstop for about 15 minutes before the girls came. And my body's been signaling to me like, hey, you need to slow down. You're not listening right now. And I was like, I don't have time to slow down. Like my clients need me. I have to show up. And my body was like, okay, if you're not going to listen, I'm going to make you listen. And that's exactly what it did. And it's so interesting because as Avery is doing the energy work on me, she's like feeling all of this like tension in her chest. And she's like, you want to cry? Like, why do you want to cry? And I'm like, I can't cry right now. I just put makeup on. I cannot cry. And I'm like, oh my God, the tears are going to come. Like, this is not good. So, but in that space, right, the recognition and awareness of like, okay, even us at this level of healing and doing all of this deep diving work, we're still human, and there's still so much that we're learning and trying to deal with and trying to understand. And I think that this actually is such a beautiful part of the journey to be like, okay, you know, just because we're healers doesn't mean, even like our last episode, right, doesn't mean everything's always love and light. Everything is always kind of like perfect in a sense. Mm-hmm. So that was really eye-opening of just like how much I really do need to lean into even more of what I'm saying and breathe into whatever is trying to move through me right now so I can actually heal even deeper. Thanks to my beautiful girls for helping me move through that, mm-hmm. Like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Go ahead.
For Avery, for you, when you were doing the energy healing on Alex, like what, like when you do energy healing work on people, is that what happens? You feel like physical sensations, like what needs to be moves through?
Like I was in the moment, I was feeling like tightness in my chest, like I wanted to cry. And then like I opened my eyes and I was just like looking at her body language, and I noticed that her between her eyes were like still very like scrunched, like as if like what happens like before you cry. And I was like, okay, she's definitely holding it in. And then I feel a lot through my hands. So some people in Reiki, they say like their hands get warm. My hands get warm, but I'm pretty veiny, like if you're watching the YouTube videos, but like my veins just like pop and like swell, and I like feel them like so high, like an inch off my like hands, and they start like womp, 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 like type of feeling. And that's what I was like getting. And then my right arm starts to get like numb, like a carpal tunnel feeling, and I have to like shake it out, like almost can't use that arm anymore. And like that was happening. So that tells me that like things were moving through, like it was working, but there was a lot of stagnation in her body, and like I felt it in my chest. You know, one time I was doing Reiki with someone, and I just like scanned their like body, and I went to the side of their like left knee, and I like got like a download or just like a feeling, and it just basically like I felt like a pinch in my left knee. And then when we were all done, I was like, do you have like any knee problems? And they were like, oh my God, I need to be wearing a brace more. Like, I've been training for running and it's just been like hurting on the left side. And I was like, you gotta wear a brace because
it's gonna
get worse if you don't.
That's so cool. I was just so curious, like what was, and I'm sure you were just in receipt and like, oh, like, yeah, you know, this loving energy. You know, what's interesting about energy healing is that the whole, like, how I always understood it was like garbage. It's like, if you don't take the garbage out, it will accumulate and it'll stink up your energy field. And so I was telling Alex this is like right after she received the healing from Avery. I'm like, you know, I experienced it like this past month too. And it's so funny, if I'm not intentional about taking the garbage out energetically, let me tell you, somehow my body figures out a way to transmute that energy. And it's usually in pain. Yeah. It's usually in pain when I finally need to like slow down and listen and purge and release and let go. So I just find energy healing to be so helpful. And if you can be proactive about it. Don't wait till you're kneeled over in pain, right? Yeah. Like take the garbage out when the garbage person comes. Don't wait till, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know why garbage is, maybe it's garbage day in my house.
Well, I call it clearing the muck.
Yes.
Clearing up the muck. And I can feel like when I'm doing energy work, when like I've just like scraped the surface.
Yes.
Where I'm like, okay, like I hope, I like, can I prescribe this for like every once a week or like twice a week? Because like I just went ding, but I really need to like scrape it out. And other people, and then like what I would say is like, then it becomes like attunements where it's like, okay, you're becoming like regular with your healings, and now we just need to get like attuned. So the session isn't as long. It's, you know, like a little like polish rather than this like scraping of like the insides.
Yeah.
The muck.
And for me, too, when I'm doing energy work on my clients, it really is like what you're saying. Like the more you're able to kind of clear and release the garbage, I think the more you're opening them up to allowing in more love so you don't need as long of a process.
Yeah.
And I know for me, like I've been doing Reiki on myself every night and I'm very on top of my energy work. But this weekend was just so jam-packed for me that I really didn't have the time to actually be alone in everything that I was feeling. And it's crazy because I think that I've been so deep into this healing, my sensitivity is now so much higher, so it hits me like a ton of bricks very quickly. Right? It's like 3 days of being off, not even, because I was on Friday. So Saturday, Sunday, and today was like, nope, you're done. You're done here.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. And for me, too, I get the very physical and a lot of downloads, which is just like so beautiful. But also, it really is crazy because you're experiencing it for the person, but you know it's not yours, right?
Yeah. So
it's like hard to,
when you're doing Reiki, like you're not the healer.
You're just the conduit.
Yeah, you're the channel. You're the vessel, the portal. So, you know, and then like, our friend Justine has taught me like the pink bubble technique, which we could talk about. And I think what I was thinking about, like with our confession, how we said, you know, we're so good at like, we're professionally good at healing others, but we don't really get a chance to heal ourselves, or like that kind of gets on the back burner. I think the pink bubble technique, even though we are healing someone else, it is really also healing us. So I'll talk about that, and then you can like also maybe explain it in your way. But how I was taught is like you basically envision like this this pink bubble. They say the color pink because of like love. You're surrounding this person with love, even though for me that was like a little like not confusing, but I was just like, okay, well your heart chakra is green, but whatever, pink, love. So you put this person in this pink bubble that maybe you're having an issue with, or you're just like not, you want to wish them like love. Bad, but you have to wish them love so that you can both heal. And so you energetically put them in this pink bubble, and then you see them at their like their highest self, right? Like a pure soul, they're happy, they're healed. The hard part is then you have to visualize yourself walking into the pink bubble with them. Mm-hmm. And that was hard because I can send healing out to anyone. Even if, like, I've had, we're not friends anymore, like, we're not together anymore, I could still wish you, like, love and light and wish the best for you and compassion and love. But it was that moment when Justine was like, now enter the pink bubble with him. And I'm like, what?
I don't think I want to do that.
No, thank you. We just talked about boundaries.
Why are we in a pink bubble?
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, that's a little tight. And she's like, make your bubble bigger. And I was like, no. But I can see why that is healing for me. And the cool thing about, like, doing these different type of energy healings and the visualizations, whether it's like the pink bubble technique or there's this other technique I learned in yoga, it's like a Buddhist technique where it's called Tonglin, and it's really cool, and we can get into that too. But they're never gonna know.
No.
They're never going to know. So you have to sit with knowing, like, that you're sending all this, like, love and light to this person that maybe, like, did you wrong or that you really want to, you know. But they'll never know. They'll never know that you're sending healing.
Yeah. Energetically, their souls will know.
But it's also good they karma. It's good karma for us. Yeah. When you send love and light to someone, it is very good karma.
It's how you receive it.
You know? Right, that's how did you do the pink bubble with anyone?
Yes.
Are you like, you don't want to get into it?
Oh no, I mean, it was.
When it turns black.
You just watch.
My bubble's molding.
Help! Send more pink light.
Energy healing.
That is funny.
Because then there's like deeper stuff that needs to be cleared.
Yeah. I think the hardest part is getting over the ego that wants to be kind of like, screw you in your pink bubble.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to. Yeah.
You,
like,
hurt me so bad. Yes. Now I got to put you in love.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
But the good thing is they don't know.
Right.
Right. So you can. Yeah. Like, that kind of helped me. I'm like, yeah, you don't know that I'm doing this. Fine, I'll do it anyway. But what's interesting about. So I had to do this practice in yoga just like yesterday. So it's called it's a Buddhist practice. It's called sending and talking. That's what Tonglin means. And what's interesting about that is that, let me make sure I read this right. So you have to, with this one, it's like when you inhale and exhale, it's like more of a breath work with this practice. You're actually taking in their suffering and trusting that your body can handle it. So it's not like you're, giving them, like the pink bubble technique, you're giving them love and light and compassion. Right. This way, the Buddhist way, is to take in their suffering, take in what their darkness is or what the issue that you had with them, and then sending them with compassion. But trusting yourself to be like, I can handle this. I'm going to – and you can do it not just for one person, but like – you can, like, to the world. Yeah, like, there's, like, what's going on, like, you know, in different countries with, like, oh, it's so sad.
In our own country.
Yeah, in our own country. I don't know. Patriotic friend. So I thought that was another interesting technique. There's so many ways to, like, give and receive energy.
So let me ask you, if you're taking in their suffering, how do you make sure?
In the breath.
Okay.
Then breathing it out.
And then how do you make sure none of that lingers if it's someone that obviously is more challenging?
I think it's just I have to send you the YouTube thing. Okay. We did it yesterday in the yoga teacher training. So I've only done it one time, so I'm still learning about it. But, like, I think it's the trust of, like, you're breathing it out of you and your body, and it's not you. It's
surrendering.
Like, yeah, it's not you. You're not the –
you're just the vessel, kind of like with Reiki.
Yeah, yeah.
So interesting.
That is really interesting.
Yeah, and I think there's all type of energy work. Like, I know a lot of doulas I work with. Mm-hmm. I think being a doula in general is just energy work because you're there for a portal opening. You're there for a birth. They may not know that they're doing energy work, or they may not be Reiki certified or, you know, a Buddhist or whatever, but a lot of professions and a lot of people are – a lot of, you know, empathetic people, they are doing energy work and they don't realize it.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
So beautiful. One thing I want to say is that one thing I always used to say in my moon circles, right, especially before a circle would even begin, is I always talked about the law of thermodynamics, always. Mm-hmm. It's this idea that energy can't be created or destroyed. It can only move from one form to another. And I think in so many ways what we're saying is mm-hmm. that energy healing, whether it's Reiki, this beautiful mm-hmm. Buddhist technique, like there's so many ways to allow energy to move through your body. And that's one thing for me, what's coming up is just like being a mom and yeah. my sweet little boy who's 6 now, but because he's a little boy, like he's having such big feelings. Mm-hmm. Like he's such a deeply feeling kid. He's such an empath. And
must be a Taurus or something.
He must be a Taurus. He must be an earth sign or something. But what's been so helpful for me, just like as a parent, if there's any parents out there, is just realizing like when the big feelings come online for yeah. him, there's nothing, I don't have to, it's okay. Like he doesn't have to be happy all the time. We don't have to be happy yeah. all the time. It's like, you just have to create a channel for yes. that energy to be in motion, emotion, right? Energy in motion, allowing it to move through you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like energy healing in all the ways that we've mentioned has, it's just so good mm-hmm. to help the energy be transmuted and move through. Our bodies aren't meant to hold emotion.
Yeah.
It's meant to express it. So like it happened this morning, even with my son, he was having a really big feeling about something going on. And what did I do? I just sat with him in it and just yeah. witnessed him mm-hmm. till his body like moved through it. Yeah. You know, I think what happens, and Alex, you talk about this so much, is just the ego wants to be heard, mm-hmm. you know, and it will just keep screaming and screaming until it's acknowledged, yep. you know. So in that moment with my son this morning, I was like, listen, bud, I'm here with you. Wow. It seems like, hi, anger. Yeah. Hi, sadness. Nice to see you again. What do you want to tell me? What do you think your feelings want to tell you right now? Mm-hmm. And then once it's heard and acknowledged, mm-hmm. then it moves through you. It's yeah. like a wave. It peaks and then it goes,
yeah.
you know? So I think energy healing is a beautiful way for us to honor that like law of thermodynamics, that energy just needs to move through you all of the time, mm-hmm. no matter what emotion it is, no matter what it is that's coming up for you. So I just, this is such an important conversation, you know, because yeah. I think it's where a lot of our suffering happens yes. in our life
yeah.
and in our relationships, because we don't hold space for the energy moving.
Yeah. Right.
We go. Yeah. But like Alex this morning, yeah. you know.
But you keep saying like energy needs to move, but I think that's the key. Like you have to move.
Yes. Movement.
Like movement, yes. actually. Yes. Like so yes. for little kids, like because this happened with my son yesterday, he had to like have a moment where he just like threw everything out of like the cabinets, like all the Tupperware, and I was just like, okay, he's having a feeling, like why me yelling or doing anything isn't, he's not going to hear me, so let him go. That's how he's dealing with it, through movement. He's like throwing yeah. Tupperware all around. And even for me last week, like this was the first time I ever felt two emotions at once. Like, you know, I feel like I've read people being like, you could be happy and sad, or like or you know, thankful but also like grieving at the same time, right? And I experienced that, and it was very, very a very sobering week for me to have like these two emotions like in my body at the same time. Mm-hmm. And really, the only thing that got me out of it was going to yoga. Like I actually yeah. had to move through stuff. I think breath work and movement is just so medicinal
yes.
and so therapeutic.
Yes.
And like when we say energy needs to move, even if you're sitting, you're moving it through
yeah, breath. Or tapping.
Or literally just go creating, any type of yeah. creating, art, writing, right? You're moving words through like through your body on pen and paper. So I think that's like really, really important when it comes to healing and stuff.
And I would say a big part of that is also being very intentional with your movement, right? So being able to say, okay, I'm feeling the anger right now, so I'm intentionally going to move my body and give my body permission to release however it needs to without there being judgment.
Yeah.
This way the emotion can actually feel the freedom to express itself, because if we're saying movement but the whole time we're judging ourselves, that's actually doing the opposite, and it's actually yeah. adding more of the issue to the problem.
Which is hard. I remember the first time I'm a dancer. I've danced my whole life. And the first time I went to like a journey dance or like an ecstatic yes. dance, and I was like, I could barely move, and I felt like I was going to be judged. And thank goodness like the facilitators and the people around me were like, no, you can just like be yourself. Yeah. And then like I realized when I finally opened up and went to things alone, then I was like crying through it, or I was able to do like a whole journey with my eyes closed. Yeah. And then I was like, wow, if you really just like not worry about what people think and move your body and trust the shapes that need to, that are like coming out, it is very, really just so therapeutic.
Yeah. And something really important to remember, that the judgment that we're so fearful of is really just the judgments we have of ourselves being reflected back to us. And if we can understand that none of those judgments actually have power unless we give them our power, in every moment we get to choose how we want to show up and whether or not we want to allow that energy to affect us. We always have the choice. And that's something I think that's so important to start working towards. It's not easy. Like, it's definitely really hard because the ego, right, and this human body wants to combat that and say, but then they won't like me. And it's like, okay, and if they don't like you, then what?
Yeah.
Like, then what happens, right? Because it's like when our body is calling for us to step into something, to do something, but the judgment takes over, it's our choice of whether or not we want to continue to feed into that judgment or if we want to truly let go and say, I'm going to still walk into it.
Yeah. What would you say your favorite, both of you, like your favorite way to receive energy and give energy, like your favorite mode of healing and to give and receive?
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You can start. It's a hard question.
Like I have my favorite, so I'm just curious what yours are.
So my favorite way of like releasing type, is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah.
Releasing is definitely dance for me. Like, okay. I need to move my
like
body.
Like, you'd rather dance than maybe, like, sit for a Reiki healing.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then how do you like to give healing?
So, like,
energetically.
Professionally, it would be Reiki, right, or my coaching, because both of them are forms of healing. But if it's outside of professional, it would be hugging.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You do give really nice hugs.
Thanks.
Things do feel good.
They're like, my hugs are filled with so much unconditional love.
Yes.
That they like, I feel like encapsulate a soul.
Yes.
Right?
You definitely healed me.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thanks. Do you have favorites?
Yeah, I would say in offering like energy healing, I mean, yeah, Reiki is like, of course, but... Oh, I like to dance, though, too. Yeah. I like to dance, sing. Like, that's really, really fun
for
me.
You're really good at singing.
Oh, thanks. La, la, la. just
you
kidding.
You are.
I really like singing. And, I like hugging, though, too. But also, like, I've loved just, like, putting a hand on someone and just, like, speaking like truth over them and like praying over them. Like really, I really have loved to do that recently too. So that's what I would say.
Yeah.
What about you?
And then you could do it.
I like sound bowl healings heal.
I love when you do the sound
bowl. Thank you. I really enjoy like just like the bowls with the other instruments I have, like my ocean drum and some other different sounds. And then for me to release, like, it would definitely be yoga or dance.
Yeah. Powerful. I love this. Well, this was a really powerful episode. Yeah. And I'm hoping you guys found a lot of little nuggets to take with you. And I would really recommend starting to look into the ways that you're showing up throughout the day. And when you're feeling any type of emotion, no matter how big or small, if you can start to even give yourself 1% more permission to allow that energy to move through you and to finally give it the space to express and release itself. This way you can start to feel lighter, you can start to feel more empowered, and it will completely shift your experience every single day. So thank you so much for tuning in. We are sending you our love and light and appreciation as always. So excited for you to join us on the next episode.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.